Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy, and pretty darn sexy people. Okay, boy, do I have a show for you today, and for me, and for everybody who's interested in really defining the creation process. If you want to talk to me in the channel, please press 1. And my producer, Stephen, will come on and screen you so that I can get your name up on the board. Our next webinar, guys, is about channeling. It will be February 23rd. I'm even going to cover some things about how to, if you want to take your channeling out into a business. But most of all, whether you want to do it just for yourself or you or your friends, or you really want to bring this into creating a healing modality as some kind of a business, learning how to receive the information and the highest information is incredibly important for all of us. So I hope you will join us on February 23rd. Today, I want to talk about perspective. Because last week on the daily emails, of course, there were a lot of emails helping us through the election. And my intention was to help you hold the balance. I want you to hear just a couple of the things that I read in case you don't get them. Today is inauguration day. It is the zero point of a new beginning. Now we know a zero point is where we have no stories, no prejudices one way or another. We are starting from a place of zero. Today we allow all our disgust, our judgment, our fears, and our hate to be banished and replaced with dignity, love, and integrity. We cannot give this new administration its fair creation by dragging the stories of the past into this new start. Be vigilant today to think thoughts of peace, unity, and dignity, and remember, it all starts within you. Now, I did not mention any party. I did not mention any person. I want to read you some of the responses that I received over emails to teach all of us that this is exactly what we have to learn to bring into alignment if we are going to create the world we want. And it has absolutely nothing to do with anybody but ourselves. One of the emails says, I love what you give out, what you stand for, reading your stuff, just wish you wouldn't get political. This isn't political. What I just read you was not political. What I just read you was what we all need to do to create anything, anything. Whether it's a new administration, whether it's changing our financial lives, our relationships, you cannot bring in prejudice. You cannot bring in any kind of judgment or fear or hate of the thing that you're trying to replace in order to create your freedom in the very thing that you want. It is not possible. And on the other note, I need to address, just like I've addressed the pandemic this year, this is a part of our world. This is a part of what's going on. We are learning through our actions and reactions about what is happening. So for us not to talk about politics, why? Because we're spiritual? Politics is a part of our lives. And right now, it's a part of our lives creating, what's the separation, judgment. It's creating a chasm within us. And so, if I don't address us through what is going on in our world today, I'm not doing my job. Another email I got was, I would take Trump's optimism over Biden's dark winter. I'm not talking about either one of their optimism. I'm talking about yours. Where are you happy? Where are you at peace? Where are you holding the highest things you want for this country and for yourself and for humanity? Where are you holding those things? Because those things within you, those vibrations and frequencies within you, are literally what creates our world and our lives. So I'm asking us to embrace our optimism with whomever, knowing that we're the creation of the optimism for the world. Okay. I really don't understand this one, but the channel told me to bring this forward. An illegitimate president to an illegitimate election. Watch the show B or Deep State will never be here. I don't understand what that means. God wins. Well, you're God. You're God. You're the God that's creating what goes back out and ultimately ends up as the creation of your life and therefore the creation of all energy, because all energy is connected. So I want you to start looking at the perspectives that you are holding, guys. How I see the world, how I see the world seeing me, and how I see myself. You must address these things if you want your life to move forward. Another one. Interesting you say this and ask this. Maybe you should have asked this new presidency to do that when President Trump came into office. This Biden presidency needs to take responsibility for the chaos in our environment as well. And the channel's answer to that is not as much as you need to. Not as much as you need to take the responsibility. So I pulled up. Well, Lauren, my wonderful assistant, pulled up what I wrote after Trump was elected 4 years ago. And here it is, part of it. It's the day after the United States presidential election. Many people are celebrating. Many people are in shock. How did we come to be a nation so divided and so odds with our fellow Americans? Again, the channel is saying that we have an opportunity here, an opportunity to study the dark and the light wolf within all of us and to decide which one we want to feed. I am not talking about candidates. I am talking about us. Where are we not living our highest ideals? Where are we blaming others? Where are we angry and fearful and not in harmony with the peace we desire? Where are those hidden feelings of prejudice and bigotry that we have the opportunity to discover and at last redefine? One choice creates a hell for us to live in. One choice creates a heaven of continued creation and involvement for us to be a part of. Choose creation and know that the universe responds to the change you put out. Same thing that I'm saying now, that the channel is bringing forward now. Keep focused on what you want. Keep focused on love and peace and dignity. I invited by email all these people to come on the show today, to be a part of this discussion. I don't see anybody on my switchboard yet. I hope they will, because my job is to embrace all energy and listen to all energy and see what the channel's direction is to all energy about perspective. So, how are you seeing the world right now? How are you seeing the new presidency? Are you saying, okay, it's my job to hold the peace, the dignity, the integrity, the love, the truthfulness, and the power through divine love for all energy? I don't care what party. I'm holding it for the energy of all. That's our job. And I'm not going to quit teaching what I'm supposed to be teaching, guys. I'm not going to stop teaching love. Unconditional love, period. Because that's the answer to everything. To everything in our lives. He who experiences the unity of life sees his own self in all beings, and all beings in his own self, and looks on everything with an impartial eye. Okay. Let me see if... so I can go to the calls. All right, we've got a lot of callers on today. I will do my best, guys. So get right to your question, please. Would be appreciated. Phyllis, what do you need, babe? What's your question?
Oh, hey, I wanted to, I had a testimonial, but I'll save that for some other time. I wanted to get discernment on a situation where I won a free of like a voucher for a free like workshop thing that's working on business, and I wasn't even planning on doing it, so it kind of surprised me. But anyway, I just want discernment around, and perhaps this is me needing
to be reminded. Well, you did ask for it, Phyllis. You ask for expanding your business. You're asking to expand your money. And so the universe is answering you by giving you this gift. So now you can take it or leave it.
Okay. I guess I was just picking up some some red flag things.
But don't you always, Phyllis?
Yeah, I guess so.
With deep love. This is what I'm talking about. You and I have worked together for a long time, and it always comes back to this, doesn't it? And so this is your opportunity, like everybody's opportunity on this show today, to look at the perspectives that are not serving them and let them go. You saw the guy in your life that you created that wasn't a match to you, but it was a match to this belief. Do you understand, baby?
Oh, you're talking about the guy who verbally attacked me?
Well, we worked on it in a private session, and I don't want to bring your private stuff into the show. But yes, you know who I'm talking. But so, you see, you're going to attract, guys, what your beliefs are. As you believe, it is delivered unto you. And so if you're not getting in your life what you want, you better start looking at how you see yourself and how you see the world and how you see the world seeing you. I talk a lot about that in the new book because those three pillars must be in alignment. All right. And let me hear your testimonial. We want to hear some good news.
Oh, it's one of those simple things that was like a lesson, but I dropped my my sunglasses in the case in Walmart. I got to my car, and then I ran back and retraced all my steps very methodically, blah, 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 blah. And I got to my car, and real quick, I'll tell you, I did that New Age thing where you go, the New Age angel, I call it, where you go, oh, so it's not meant to be. It's time for them to leave my life. And then it went to the devil. I hope somebody stole them that, you know, they're going to die of cancer, you know. And then I got to it felt like a zero point where I just sort of stopped. I was like, no, neither of those work. I was I'm a manifester. I'm going back in that store, and within, you know, 15 seconds of walking in the door, I knew where my found out where my glasses
were. Thank you.
Right, so,
because
you
opened up the possibilities for yourself to create, because you let go of the yakety yakety yak of giving your responsibility away to the devil or the angels. Do you understand, guys? You're both.
Yeah.
You're both. You have the opportunity to be both every single second of your life. I know my Baptist preacher's on today. That was great, Phyllis. Thank you.
Right. Great.
Okay.
Thank you. Love you. Bye bye.
I love you too. Paul in Toronto, real quick, what's your question? I'm on a roll here.
So this is going to be awesome, the channeling webinar. I'm there for sure. I love that I created that. And
yes,
I don't
want
to wait for a month, so how do I practice? I get up every day at 6 and I practice, but tell me what I can do to get great at it before then.
Trust yourself that you are hearing the highest information. And one of the biggest ways you can trust yourself is by directing, I only get the highest information through the clearest channel with the highest understanding. Guys, you know how to direct energy. How many of you are doing that every moment in your life, like Phyllis just said? No, neither one of those work. I'm the manifester. Okay? That's your answer. Work on self-trust, Paul. You bet.
Thank you.
And a good question. I'll see you at the webinar. Kathy in Illinois, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi, baby cakes.
Hi. quick question. A friend of my mother's has been having neck and pain radiating up into her head, and they're going to send her to a pain clinic. And I was just wondering if there was something she didn't try yet. I was thinking ketamine.
When I say it's something she ingests, I get a no. It has something to do with the way she's sleeping. It's what
okay.
I'm getting. Hold on. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? Yeah. Well, the first words they're being given me, Kathy, is she's sleeping with her head too high. And it's screwing up her neck. So has she seen chiropractors or osteopaths?
My mom hasn't given me much information.
Yeah, well, I'd start there.
Okay.
I'm a huge believer, as you know from listening to this show, in both chiropractic and osteopathy. My osteopath has saved my life, my mother's life, my baby's life. I'm friends, so many friends that I've sent there. If you get a really good osteopath that knows what he's doing, they work on organs, they work on tissues, they work on muscles, they work on bones, they align bones in your head and which affect your neck. So that's, I'm getting my big yes, Kathy, that's where I tell her to start. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby.
Thanks.
Thank you for doing work on behalf of a friend. I love that. Karen in Toronto, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Love you.
I love you.
Everything you're saying just brings tears, dear. So that means connection to spirit to me.
That's right. And spirit is truth. You know?
Yes. Thank you for that. And the
you're welcome. And what's your question, baby?
Can you give me any insight as to, I've been off work for 2 weeks. I did get tested negative for COVID, but I'm having issues with my lungs. If there's something
I get
I'm
a
missing.
No. I get a no that you're having issues with your lungs. You've been putting a lot of attention on COVID and all this stuff, haven't you?
Not really, because I refuse to buy into it.
Is that a true statement?
I
get a no. See, we all think that, guys, but we are inundated. I mean,
yeah.
I can't go on a walk without seeing people in masks. Subconsciously, that says COVID, COVID, COVID. Every time you turn on the TV, that's all you hear. So the channel is saying you have just brought your attention to it so much that it's almost like a sugar pill now that you've bought into it.
Oh. Yeah, I work
when
at
I
Costco,
say there's
so.
Anything physical with your lungs, I'm not a doctor. If you feel like you need to have them checked out, you go have them checked out. Physical, mental. See, it's all spiritual. It's what I'm getting. Now, that being said, guys, everything physical starts in the spiritual energy of who you are. So that's the highest answer I'm getting.
So spiritual.
Go ahead.
Clarifying what the channel means by spiritual.
It means that you are not creating yourself. You are allowing your attention to be brought to things that you don't want to create.
Tears.
Yeah. That's okay, baby. We're all, I'm telling you, I teach this stuff 24/7, and I continually rebalance myself all day long. And that's what you have to do right now, guys. No, I'm love, and I know I am health, and I know I am wellness, I am abundance, I am money flow, I am divine love, I know who I am. Okay?
Beautiful.
And I am only calling in health and wellness. All right. Keep
Thank
your
you,
focus
Dee.
on
Thank
what
you.
You want. You're welcome, Miss Karen. All right, we're going to Joyce in Phoenix. Hi, baby, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How's it going? You're feisty.
It's going.
Today.
I am feisty. I am.
Oh, my goodness. All right. A quick question. I could just say my skin is doing good. Very, very pleased with
good
all that. But some weird symptom has been showing up of, like, nerve things on my face, my head, like, tingly. And then,
Joy.
Like, all on my body, too. And I didn't know if that's related
Joy.
Or if...
I'm going to say this with great love to you. You don't have to create anything else to be worried about. You don't have to create anything else for the attention and love that this has gotten you. You don't have to put any more energy into, you keep looking to see if you've done it, which means that you are inviting yourself into doubt that you have created health and wellness here. You have, and you can create more problems for yourself if you keep looking for them, because that's the only thing the universe can answer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, when I say there's anything physically with the bugs or the itching or the nerves that have been connected to that, I get a no. And they keep taking me back, guys. This is the third caller that they've shown me, you know, the medical studies where one group has the real thing and the other group has the sugar pill, right? And how many people develop the symptoms with the sugar pill that they shouldn't even develop, but they think, or their subconscious is holding, that they've got the real thing, and so they manifest the... Do you understand that you can literally manifest symptoms of what you don't have?
I do now.
You understand that, don't you?
You know, it's funny because I was having, like, flashes of what you're saying. That's why I'm just here, like, wow, because I thought...
Well, your channel...
This is done, for sure. Go ahead.
It's done, and your channel is saying, Joyce, again, you are looking away from what you want.
Wow.
Oh, is there something wrong here? Is this okay? Maybe there's something wrong over here that I didn't see. The universe can only give you more to worry about.
Wow. It's just, and that's such a pattern in my life. And
yes.
Yeah, this is
yes.
one, this is huge to break. This is huge to
yes.
Move up and out of. Wow.
And you already have experiences in your life of doing that, because you've told me when we've worked together.
Yes, yes, yeah.
So
absolutely.
You know it. Now
okay.
you've got to vigilantly live it 24/7. Guys.
But see how sneaky this it sneaks
yes.
in the back door, because now it's like, well, why is my, I feel like my nerves are like shooting these weird sensations on my face. I'm watching TV and I'm like, what the heck is this? And like it sneaks in the back door. Then
well,
it's more for me to
the
go
back door.
Worry and, yeah, you're right, it's getting chilly
just
in here. Okay.
And the next time you feel that, just go away. I don't need you. I don't want you. I am not creating. I am perfect health and wellness right now, and I feel awesome.
Wow.
Go bother somebody else. There's a great song. I'm going to see if I can't find it. That my friend Michael, oh gosh, it's called Thank You for Sharing. And it's a song to our thoughts. and how our thoughts and all these things come in. And then he just breaks it by, thank you for sharing, but get the hell out of here. I don't want this thought anymore. It's brilliant. I'll see if I can find it. All right, Joyce, okay. You got your answer, okay?
I did. Okay, and I have been redirecting it, but it's, like I said, I could just continue with that.
The okay. channel says you are not simply claiming health and wellness. I am healthy and well, and I feel great.
Okay.
And do the breathing exercise, everybody, will you? Thank you, Joyce.
Thank
My
you.
God, you know, half these things you would be on top of if you would choose to do the breathing exercise for 10 minutes a day. Megan in North Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Okay, well, I think we probably already hit this, but that there might be a little bit more.
Okay.
When I was 6 months old, I had a virus in my eye and unrelenting pain, and it's coming back up now in kind of trauma reactions.
Yeah.
So what's the highest message that this pain is doing?
It's literally about you not wanting to see that you ended up here in embodiment again.
Oh, yeah, that's
well,
dang true.
that sounds like it's resonating somewhere. So,
oh yeah. Well, I was born a month before JFK got killed, and so I was in my crib supposedly when the news came out. So then, you know, all this.
Okay, so you want to know what they showed me when you said that? They
what?
Showed me the whole house rocking like in an energetic earthquake.
Yeah.
And if you don't think that a one-month-old baby picks that up and goes, oh
yeah.
my God, it's dangerous to be here.
Yeah.
And that's
what
you're going through right now. It's dangerous to be here.
Well,
When did this start, Megan? Did it start with the Capitol thing, the siege?
No, it was before that.
Okay, when did it start?
Well, I was working with voter protection for the Biden team. And kept trying to help, and I would get a headache. I would get a cough. On the day of election, I was supposed to go work at the polls. And I got this cough, and I'm like, well, they're not going to let me in, you know. And so it got to the, you know, I just kept getting
Yeah,
sick
that
or,
was you telling yourself, look away.
Yeah.
If you,
well,
can't,
so then,
if you can't do it without getting all up in it, you don't do it.
Yeah.
See, our job is to stay objective, guys.
Okay.
And to serve wherever you are called to serve. But not to judge the person who's across the road serving in the opposite way.
Right.
They're being called to serve just like you are.
Yes.
Okay? That, now, energetic things can take physical form. In your case, I do think what I'm hearing is that it would help to see an eye doctor. And they're showing me drops going in an eye, so.
Okay. Well, yeah, because now I manifested cataracts so that I could get lenses that so I could see, like, better than I've ever seen in my whole life, and it was a miracle. And now the same eye that I had the virus in, I've manifested this, I don't even know what they call it, but it's pulling, it's like I'm losing sight again.
Okay, so you do know that if you manifested it, you can manifest something else.
Right, yes. I keep
okay.
saying that, but I obviously know that I
I see myself. Mm-hmm. I see myself as someone who is safe and secure in this world, and I choose to be here. That's your statement.
Say it again, please.
I see myself Uh-huh. As someone who lives or is health and wellness, someone who sees clearly.
Uh-huh.
I choose to be here. No, it was safe and secure in this world. I see myself as someone who is safe and secure in this world. I choose to be here.
It's
hard for me to go in and out of the channel and go back like that. So we got it. Okay?
Yes, we did. Yes. Perfect.
All right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We are going to Iris in Philadelphia. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. First, I'll just say thank you for when you touch on the political challenges that we're facing. It's been a big year, and I've really appreciated your guidance on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then I'm calling in for a progress report. Some good news. I've been claiming I am love, creativity, and money for my breathing exercise for a while now. And just last week, I got a call out of the blue from the school that I've been substitute teaching at, and they asked me if I could come and teach on Fridays this trimester. So it's
great.
It's pretty huge for me right now. It's
good creating,
it's
woman.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to share that and see if there was anything the channel had to add. But
all the channel has to add is don't stop.
Okay.
Don't, and you know the song they're giving me is don't stop thinking about tomorrow, right? Don't stop.
Yeah.
It'll soon be here. Whatever you do today, you're creating the future already in that state.
Okay.
Right? So what happens a lot of times is when we get what we want, then we go, oh, I can like cruise now for a while. I don't have to do the thing. Yeah. But then what happens 2 months down the road is that there has been no conscious creating. And so then you have to play catch up again. So the creation process never stops, guys. It doesn't stop just because you want something. You're creating every single solitary day of your life. You are living as the creation of you. That's awesome, Iris. That's just awesome. I'm really celebrating with you. That's great.
Yeah.
Anything else, babe? Okay.
Well, it was a little thing. There was another teacher certification for clown, which I've done, but it would be a great refresher. That kind of came to my attention recently, and I was like, ooh, I wonder if
I don't know what your question is, Iris.
The question is my energy better spent on doing this other certification or just keep leaning into the teaching and creating new opportunities?
Right now, lean into the teaching.
Okay.
And also then they want to know, could you do both?
Yes.
Well, then why not do both?
Great. Okay,
why
cool.
is it an either or? Guys, you guys are so funny. That's like me saying, should I be an actor or should I be a healer?
It's not cheap, so it's more like, do I need to spend the money to do something that was part of my training a few years ago? That kind of thing.
Back to my theme of the show around perspective, how about the perspective of, wow, I am so worth investing in this because I'm interested in it.
Mm.
I'm so worth getting everything I want. I'm going to check this out. See, that's a whole different perspective than, well, it's pretty expensive and do I need to really spend the money right now, you know?
Yeah.
If it's going to put strain on you in a negative way, don't do it. The rule, guys. You know, you have to, whatever serves you loving yourself the most, that's the question you ask. What serves me loving myself the most? Okay?
Great. Yes. Awesome.
Yes.
Thank
Good.
You.
Good. Thanks, baby, and congratulations.
Thank you, Dee.
I know. Yeah, you've been working on that for a little while. Kirk, baby, what's up?
Oh, what a good week. Just
Yay!
Got so many buckets. Got buckets of gratitude for you and the entire community. And I do have a question, but just want to say some really good stuff manifesting around acting on February 12th at 8 p.m. on NBC. I will be seen in a primetime show. And the short film.
Wait a minute. Don't just gloss over that. What primetime show are you going to be on?
The Blacklist.
The Blacklist. Are you as an actor?
Featured background. I was handpicked by the director. They found me. They went looking for somebody that fit me, and then they called me in, and it was just an awesome experience with great protocols.
Great.
And,
great.
Yeah.
Now, what the channel is saying, Kirk, is now expand that out into more and bigger acting roles.
Yes.
You just saw how easy that was to create that, and they found you. And that's how it works.
And I created it on a day when I wasn't even looking for it. However, I had started to reiterate that I am seen, the world sees me, and I see the world seeing me. And
there you
like,
go.
Boom, popped in.
Yep.
And the short film that I was out in LA for the screening last February has picked up several awards during the year, and we just picked up 5 more awards at one film festival.
Oh, that's lovely, Kirk. Congratulations, honey. And you had a question.
Yes. My right knee, I whacked it on a piece of furniture, but just want to know if there's anything around that I need to pay attention to.
No, you just ran into something. That's literally what they just said.
Yeah. Okay, and
just
many,
an accident,
many years
you
ago,
ran into something.
Yeah, many years ago, I had not heard of the, like many years ago, I had not heard of the song Fireworks by Katy Perry.
Oh, my God.
And you were talking with someone, you said, give me a song, and the energy that came through, I said, I've got to discover that song. Fell in love with it, and then on a particular day when a lot of life-type things were happening with my car, I chose to rent a car instead. The people had recognized my kindness from a previous visit when I booked the car, and they upgraded me like 4 times and
Woo-hoo!
Gave me – I got in the car, turned on the radio, and Firework
that
was
song
on.
Was...
did you see it this – did you see it Wednesday night?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
And I watched that last night with Genevieve, and it was like a catharsis, moving out cobwebs and buckets of negative energy and bringing us so much closer to the love and support that just moves us on.
Yes,
and I thought about how grateful
the message of the song is, you're a firework. You are
yes.
the firework. You are the firework that's exploding in joy and possibility, right?
Yes.
We've got to be the firework, guys. Got to. I'm sorry, I cut you off, but finish.
No, that's fine. That was really what I was going to say anyway, is that to share the echo that message back to everyone that's out there. And I want to say in reaction to what you were saying about the emails is I am taking up that torch of being patient, reaching out, and even people who may evoke frustration in the discussion or an argument is I am taking that extra time to do it in love and care, step out of judgment, And if it means stopping to love me, I stop and love me.
Well, yeah, because if you're judging anybody else and holding hate, you're not loving you, period. I mean, you know, I got an email from somebody on the other side that said, boy, what a bunch of predictable yahoos who call themselves Christians. Well, that's judgment from the other side. So yep. If both of us are looking at the other side going, what a bunch of assholes, how are we ever going to come together and start a discussion, which is what democracy is all about? And I don't think any of us want to live in a totalitarian society. None of us.
Well,
we don't want to live in a dictatorship, or do we? Do we want somebody telling us who we are and what we should do and how we should think? Because that's not conscious creation. So if that's what you want, my friends, and I say this lovingly, go follow somebody else, because you will not learn that here. Thank you, Kirk. I got to move on. Love you, honey.
Okay. Love you. And
congratulations. Bye. Oh, I'm so happy for his successes. Miss Lee in California, what's up?
Oh, well, nothing and everything. Deliberate creation, that's it. I am power through divine love. Claim that we got together on our last private was I am requesting all energy in all dimensions be integrated, unified, and liberated through divine love. And this call is so helpful to me this morning, you know, how we are
good.
Always led. What I'm noticing is I'm revising my perspective of the past.
Oh,
because
hopefully everybody on this show is.
I have never really had a clear conscious perspective.
Uh-huh.
And so it's really interesting to be feeling this integrated, which to me feels like power. And I'm really excited about it.
It is power. And not being integrated with a clear focus is like, if I'm the director and the director saying to the actor, just do something. Okay, what the hell do you want me to do? Well, just do something. It's not enough direction. And so I'm urging all of you that are still waiting for the guides and the angels and somebody to come through for you with guidance. They're waiting for you. It's all God, which is the same thing as love, which is the same thing as energy, whatever term you're comfortable with, it still is waiting for your direction, your powerful direction. Got it, Lee?
Got it.
Okay. Thank you, love.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Whoops, didn't get her off. Hold on. All righty. Ms. Lisa in Chicago, you're on.
Hey, Dee. I think it's fitting that I came at the end because so much of my question has been answered.
Good.
Through what you shared and through what other people have. So really right now it's just putting it out to the channel as I'm closing in on a new job opportunity and exploring where to relocate to within the next year. Is there anything that can help me to trust myself?
Yes. Go to what excites you, Lisa. Now, that means you got to get out of your head and get into your heart. We keep trying to make these decisions from our mind. And our mind then goes, my job is to question and doubt and go, what if, and maybe not. And where, when you drop into your heart, do you feel the most excitement? Go there.
That's beautiful.
And it's
what
so
I
easy, isn't it?
So easy. When you point it out, it just seems so easy.
I know, but we're just not taught to do it. But now we are, and now you guys have to remember it, okay? All right,
and
I love you.
That
so
is
much.
Part of why I join your calls all the time. It reminds me, so I really appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's why I do the Sunday shows and the daily e-blast and the Monday e-blast is so we have consistency of focus, right? Because the more
yeah.
you hold your focus on what you want, the more you create it. Thank you. All righty, we're going to Miss Beth in Tennessee. You're on.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee. I need to create a new career path because my job ends in May, but I'm feeling a lot of anxiety, and then that keeps me from knowing what I want to create.
Well, the channel wants to know why you need to. Do you absolutely have to go on to another job?
I have to go on to another job. I could stay in this field, but I have to. This particular job ends in May.
But the channel wants the answer. Why do you have to move on to another job? I don't know why they're asking that. Let's just follow the breadcrumbs. Why do you have to move on to another job?
It's temporary to the end of the year.
And you need the money?
Oh, yeah. That's part of where my anxiety is coming from is, that I'm in financial
okay, well,
trouble.
First of all, Beth, anxiety will push away all the best opportunities.
I know.
So, if you know it, don't do it.
I'm trying.
No. Try to stand up. Yeah, see, you either stand up or
yeah.
you don't.
Yeah.
So all those little games that you're letting yourself play with yourself
mm-hmm.
are ways of keeping you in your anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when you drop into your heart, what do you really want to do? What makes you excited?
I would really like to work for myself, but I don't believe I can make enough money.
Okay. Well, that's the first belief you have to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
I am creating an exciting job working for myself where I make lots of money.
Okay.
So you have to start claiming that in order for you to even begin to see the possibilities that you can create. Guys, again, the reality we're living, we created from limiting belief systems.
Right.
You have to say and claim you are what you want in order for you to create what you want. I am a successful working actress who's happy and loves being on the set.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to claim that so the universe could match it and then bring me that experience. So you start creating exactly what you want within you and feeling excitement about it, and then be open to all the possibilities that you think about, that you feel, and that the universe brings to you, Beth, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet, baby. Oh, my God, I wish I could keep this call going for another hour. This has been enlightening for me. I hope it has been for you. Please, guys, take time this day to look at the perspectives that you are holding that are not giving you the lives you want, that are creating anxiety and judgment and hate and tension and fear. Those things will never bring you what you want. Never, ever, ever, ever. Go to love, go to love, go to love, and go to more love. And on that note, say it with me. I love me, I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation.
Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.